going to be the first tour dates that I've done in Spain for several years. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm quite looking forward to it. I had such an amazing time when I did the tour here. I think it was in 2010. It's just, you know, I travel around the world and I keep saying, you know, people keep saying to me, when are you going to come back to Spain and do some shows? And it's just transpired this year that it's all fallen into place.
Well, if we can get a little bit of background on your life as a medium, what kind of age were you when you realised that you could do this?
You know, that is the question that I am asked first by most people. And, you know, I never realised it was always there. I don't know any different. I think I was probably about 14 or 15 when I began to realise that, you know, that there was a responsibility that went with it.
Was that quite scary for a teenager?
No, not really. What other people call the paranormal is my normal. I always say to people, there's nothing to be scared of. I'm only dealing with people. That's all they are, just people.
How do you hone the skills that you've got? Is it something that you learned, or did it just sort of come to you?
Oh, no, you've got me onto my pet subject now. I've adamantly maintained, you know, for many, many years, and it's all very well, you know, thinking or knowing that you have the gift, but that doesn't mean you know how to use it. And I do think that it is very, very important that people, sit with in development with someone who's experienced, someone who can guide them. I went into my first development circle in a spiritualist church when I was 15. The old love that helped me in my development took me out on platform for the first time with her when I was 17. But she wouldn't let me demonstrate on my own until I was about 20, 21 years of age.
And what's it like living with this gift? Is it there all the time, or can you sort of switch it on and off?
It's there all the time. This is the other important thing about development. It's learning when not to use it rather than when to use it. You can't walk up to a total stranger in a supermarket and say, excuse me, your mother's standing next to you. You know, you could offend them, you could frighten them, you could upset them. You have to develop a discipline that, you know, that people can come to you, whether it's in a public demonstration or a private sitting or in a spiritualist church. But you can't enforce what you do on other people. It has to be their choice to seek it out.
And do you have any control over which spirits you communicate with?
No. I always say to people, you know, come along and, you know, you might be expecting your mum to come through and it could be your dad, you know. It's a matter of, who can, should or want to connect. And to the best of my ability, I just convey what they have to say.